Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad seat, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bunch of bad attitudes, bad taste, bad laws, bad dude, bad breath, bad attention, bad vibes. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dress in plastic bags, direct to traffic, some kind of fashion, shake it up, should do. All my friends that come around, fight to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, this town's a tatter, my brains are splattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake out. Who are you with us tonight from New York? All right, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227 is the number. Cinqua Walls is joining us tonight at 1040 East, 740 West. He plays Don Cornelius on the new show American Soul on BET. I remember this guy. He was on Power. The actor Cinqua Walls joined us. He's a huge sports fan. He's also been on Friday Night Lights. Very popular show. At 1103 East, Goody is back. Jeff Goodman from WatchStadium.com. You may remember him from CBS and ESPN. Goody is back on the bench tonight. The NCAA revealed their seed list with a month to go over the weekend. Duke, Tennessee, Virginia, Gonzaga were the number ones. Will this be the same four number ones come tournament time? So the top four were, as I mentioned, and then Kentucky, Michigan, North Carolina, Michigan State. 9 through 12 were Purdue, Kansas, Houston, Marquette, and 13 through 16, Iowa State, Nevada, Louisville, and Wisconsin. So I don't know about you, but I watched a ton of college basketball over the weekend. I'm sure I heard all these people talking, Carver High, about the Alliance of American Football.
A lot of people talking about it.
A lot of people talking about it. They loved it, apparently. Did you watch? I watched for like 5 minutes, and the games I watched were terrible. Like, I watched, it was 0-0 for, like,
I think
the
I heard
game.
The only game that was exciting was the Sunday night game, right? Didn't that have a lot of points in it? I don't even know who played, to be quite
I know Arizona maybe. Won that game. Is that Neuheisel's team?
Yeah.
They won, and I saw him celebrating, but I did not watch 1 second of it. And
the early Sunday game was a snoozer. It was like 16-0 or something like that.
Yeah.
That was the game where Trent Richardson had a touchdown in the game.
Yeah, Birmingham.
Birmingham
the
killed,
Iron.
Beat up Memphis, right? They shut them out. And Orlando destroyed Atlanta on Saturday night. That was Spurrier's team ran up the score.
Spurrier looking good. And then your boy Hackenberg looking terrible.
Oh, what a surprise.
So I guess, is there a team that you're going to latch onto? I'm leaning toward Birmingham because we're on the jocks there. I may go all in on Birmingham.
Maybe. I still need to see a little bit more. I didn't really get to sit down and watch any of these teams this weekend. So
we're very popular there. I have to support the people.
But I heard all about the ratings and it beat or it tied the NBA on Saturday night. Look. The first week of the XFL, many moons ago, they had a huge rating the first week. And then what happened? Everybody left. So here's what you need to do. You need to make sure people keep showing up. I thought they did some cool stuff. They actually had you, like, inside when the referee was doing the replay thing. Like, you could hear all the,
right.
the talking. Like, that was pretty cool. I was into that. But
the refs, you can hear the refs talking, figuring out the decision.
Yeah, you hear them going through the process, which I thought was pretty cool.
So everyone seemed very enamored with the quarterback getting his head taken off and no flag.
Yeah, well.
But then they throw a flag for a guy spiking a ball in the end zone. Richardson got flagged for spiking a ball.
When they do the 30 for 30 about this league 10, 15 years from now, I'm sure we'll hear how that guy's chin strap wasn't buckled or something to to make the effect of his helmet flying off for the first time.
Oh, so you think it was fixed?
I'm not saying that. I'm just, you know, who knows? But it was a good hit. And that's always a flag in the NFL.
He got lit up. Oh, my God. That guy would have been thrown out of the game. Absolutely would have been thrown out of the game. The Browns signed Kareem Hunt. He's still on the exempt list from the commissioner waiting for his NFL punishment, which I'm hearing is going to be several games. He's going to get suspended probably, from what I heard, like for most of the season, right? I'm hearing 10, 12 games at least. Remember, he's the one that hit a chick in a Cleveland hotel, and then when she was on the ground after he was done hitting her, he kicked her.
Just goes to show you, right? We talked about this when this happened. We said it. I thought it would be less than a year. I didn't think it would be this quick, but I thought that by training camp somebody would sign him. Man, they didn't even get to, you know, March or April, or he's already signed.
I heard how it already turned into Colin Kaepernick can't get a job, but they'll let this guy have a job. He beats women, but he gets a job. The other guy protested, police abuse and discrimination, and he's been banned for life. It really is bizarre, isn't it? Oklahoma quarterback and Heisman winner Kyler Murray announces his sole focus will be football. He's going to go into the NFL draft. That's it. He's done with baseball for now. He'll not be going to spring training. He will not be playing for the A's, and he has to give them back their money. Will Murray make an impact in the NFL? Will he still go behind Haskins? A lot of people think Haskins will be the first quarterback taken.
I think you'd be crazy to take Kyler Murray.
You'd be crazy
in the first round.
To take him, really?
I think in the first round.
Why is that?
I don't think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. I don't know. I just got a feeling, whatever it is.
Mafia, do you agree with that? Do you think the guy, because he plays in a pro offense, in fact, a lot of people think Riley's, whatever his name is, Lincoln Riley's.
Lincoln Riley to make the jump, go to NFL, maybe even take over in Cleveland to go back with Manziel.
Oh, I don't know about
Manziel, Mayfield.
I don't know about that. They had their chance to do that already.
Right, that's not happening. But okay. I mean,
but I'm saying his offense is NFL. A lot of teams in the NFL use some of his plays, like his style.
Right.
And this guy, people said he's too small. Meanwhile, he throws over 300-pounders all day in Norman. Is your belief that he won't make it in the NFL?
I'm not going to say he's not going to make it. I have to wait and see. I mean, it's easy to say, like, oh, the guy's small. He's not going to do it. So many guys before him haven't. But then there are the ones that have. You know, Drew Brees has done a great job. Yeah, and Mayfield last year having a great start in Cleveland.
Russell Wilson.
There's plenty of guys who have. I think he doesn't look as NFL ready to me as Mayfield was, but I think he's got a shot for sure. A little more development.
The NBA is going to investigate if the Lakers and Ben Simmons violated league rules when it asked. He asked to speak with Magic Johnson earlier this season about his playing career. Bottom line is he wants Magic to give him advice on being a big guard and how to take his game to the next level. Obviously, the guy can't shoot, right? He's not a shooter. But boy, is he a hell of a playmaker and a finisher, right? And a passer and a dunker, right? He can get it on inside, can't he? He can break your ankles for sure. But already people are saying it's tampering, and they're going crazy about this. I heard Magic Johnson do the interview, right? He was talking about him, trying not to get in trouble. But apparently it's got everybody all up in arms for sure. We got a ton to do tonight, 855-212-4227. Are you kidding me? College basketball is out of control. PharrellOnTheBench.com is nailing games nightly. NBA, same thing. NHL, no one touches me. Boxing, MMA, do we ever get fights wrong? PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Episode 145 of Pharrell and the Bets comes out tomorrow morning, 6:30 East on Apple, iTunes, Google Play, and WestwoodOnePodcast.com. It's my sports betting podcast. It's like a half-hour show about all the day's action and everything to do with sports betting. Check it out. Subscribe free. I mean, it's free. Free is me. And then follow us on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So how about that, Mafia? He's still got the 31. He was at 27 with a minute left, Harden, and they were up 16, and he still was shooting.
Of course, you knew what was happening.
But they don't care about stats.
Sure,
they always know what they have, what they have to do. I said it before he did it. Like, he had 27. I'm like, they're up 15. He doesn't need to shoot at all. He's going to shoot three times before this game is done.
Automatic.
It never fails.
He knew exactly. They know exactly what they're doing. Don't tell me.
He knows what was going on.
You remember when, like, Westbrook would have – didn't he average a triple-double for the season? And they acted like he
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. They didn't all just magically move out of the foul lane on free throws for him to get those rebounds either, right? When Westbrook was going on that triple-double streak, you know, you notice how they all just – moved out of the way in the lane after a free throw for him to get the rebound.
He played like he had no idea how many points and rebounds and assists he had every night. He knows exactly what he's doing for the most part. I mean, bottom line is, if you play a lot of ball, generally if you're playing in a game, you'll know for the most part, I think, you know, probably I'd say 80% of the time, at least you know what you did in the game. You know, you know if you made four or five buckets or whatever. I mean, you know, if you had double figures, you know it. You're like, I had 10, I had 12, I had 20. You know what you have. I mean, it's just that simple. Especially some guy working on, what is his streak now? 28 or something, 29 straight games? It's 30 now, 30 games of 30 points at least in a row for Harden. And you're going to tell me he didn't know he was stuck at 27 with a minute left in the game? Gee, how'd he finish with 31? Imagine that. He knew. The Bucks beat the Bulls 112-99. Giannis had 29 and 17. He had eight dimes to go with it. By the way, in that game, Doncic for the Mavericks, they lost by 16. He had 21, 10, and 8. The guy's a stud. The T-Wolves are beating the Clippers right now with 4 minutes left by 6 in Minnesota. And Lou Williams has 40 for the Clippers in that game. OKC up 111-98 on the Blazers with under 3 minutes to go. PG has 43, 11, and 9. He just needs one dime for the triple-double. You think he'll get the dime in the last 2.5 minutes? I'll bet my life on it.
Yes.
He knows exactly what he needs. And then Dame Lillard has 26 right now for the Blazers. They're terrible on the road, Portland. They really are. Four games under 500, I think. You know, Nuggets by four over the Heat right now. Nine left in the third. That one's in Denver. Jokic has 19, 8, and 2. He's a badass. Cavs beat the Knicks 107-104. I'm convinced more than ever, literally more than ever, that the Knicks, I mean, without a doubt, throw every game. I mean, every single game, I think it's become blatantly obvious that they, no matter what the score, no matter what the circumstance, no matter where they are, no matter who they're playing, they could play a team with no legs and they would find a way to lose. Honestly, the Cavaliers are as bad as they are they not? I mean, literally, they have almost identical records. They both have 40-plus losses, Cavs 45, Knicks 46. They're both terrible. They're both atrocious. And then the Cavs still beat them. 107-104, and the game was close. They were down one with about, 17 seconds left. They still lost. They always find a way to lose, no matter what. Kadeem Allen had 25 for the Knicks. No one even knows who that is. That's how bad their team is now. I mean, literally, when your leading scorer is some guy no one's ever heard of, literally ever, that's when you know you're tanking. The Pistons beat the Wizards 121-112. Drummond at 32 and 17 rips. Pacers by 9 over the Hornets. Miles Turner had 18 and 8. And the Raptors beat the Nets in a great game in Toronto, 127-125. Kawhi had 30. D'Angelo Russell had 28 points, 7 boards, and 14 dimes. He's turned into an incredible player in Brooklyn. And remember, in L.A., he was basically a rat. Is that about right? I mean, he wore out his welcome there by, you know, talking about one of his teammates, you know, I guess their relations. He went public with some of their relations. And who was it? Shaggy, right? He outed Shaggy for having a little action, a little side action. Not good. But he went to Brooklyn and got a, you know, fresh start and a new slate, and he has lit it up for the Nets. They love him here. He's a stud. Hopefully, you know, to be honest with you, they won't screw that up. If you ask me, they should keep that guy. Don't you think he's a good player and they should sign him and keep him?
Yes, I think he's a very good player.
I mean, he's a hell of a point guard. I think
he's been huge for them.
I would keep him.
He's going to the All-Star game. I know he was a replacement, but he's going to the All-Star game. He's been really good for them.
I think he's a solid piece for sure. So just so you know, in terms of hockey going on right now, Sharks lead the Canucks in Vancouver 3-0. The Penguins beat the Flyers 4-1, and the Capitals beat the Kings 6-4. In that game, Ovechkin had his 38th. This guy's incredible. He really is. And then the Penguins win. Bugstad, Crosby, Gensel, and Letang, the goal scorers. Murray, 49. I guess he had 50 saves. 50 saves in that game for Murray. He'll probably have an upper body injury by tomorrow morning. Evander Kane, Carlson, and Meyer, the goal scorers for the Sharks in their lead tonight in Vancouver. Remember when Vancouver started strong this year, Carver High, and now they stink? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, that happens sometimes. That's why it's hard to sustain. Sometimes you get out of the gate like Buffalo and Vancouver, and you play really well for 2 months, but it's a six-month season. You know, it really is. You need to be able to play strong throughout the entire way. It's a long 82 games.
Virginia came back and beat North Carolina tonight. They were leading at the half. Then they were trailing 55-51, but they won at 69-61 in Chapel Hill. Only the second ACC loss for Carolina. Now they have the same record as Virginia in the conference. Kansas is playing right now and leading by 8 at TCU with about just under 12 minutes to go in that game. I'm watching Oklahoma and Baylor. Baylor's up 5 with 9 minutes and change left in Waco. In terms of anything else that matters, I'm just looking here, and nothing else matters. There you go. There was one other game I was interested in tonight. It was Bucknell and Lehigh, and I took Bucknell in that one. 87-75, they beat Lehigh at Bucknell, and that was about it. I think they're 11-2 now in the Patriot League. Trust me, someone from the Patriot League will be in the NCAA tournament like always. 855-212-4227. So I watched a lot of college basketball, like I was talking about over the weekend. I was surprised, to be honest with you, how easily Duke won in Charlottesville against Virginia, to be honest with you. They beat them by 10. Barrett had 26 in that game. You know, they spent the whole day talking about Zion Williamson, who had 18 in the game. He was dominant, 6 of 8 from the floor, 5 boards. 5 dimes, 3 steals, 3 blocks. He is incredible. But the other kid, Barrett, had a better game productivity-wise. And just for the sake of it, Virginia, you know, they turned around tonight and won. But in that game, Guy and Jerome, their backcourt, both had 16, and they struggled. They did better, actually, when they played at Cameron Indoor and lost 72-70. To the Dukies in Durham than they did on their home floor. They did better at Duke than they did on Saturday. But to rebound like that, to lose to Duke, how many people thought, because I did, I thought they would turn around and lose in Chapel Hill after losing, you know, on Saturday at home, then to go, you know, 2 nights later, whatever, to a hostile environment at the Dean Center and to play there, I thought they'd be in trouble. So that win tonight, I thought was huge. We'll come back. We'll talk to Sinqua Walls, the actor with the new show American Soul on BET. He's done a lot of other stuff as well. I was a fan of his in the show Power, for sure.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. I just wanted to tell you a couple of things. A, Mafia, I'm here tonight and tomorrow. I'll be live again tomorrow night, and then I'll be out until the 25th, which is a Monday night.
2 weeks from tonight.
So 2 weeks from tonight, I'll be back, right?
That is correct.
So I'll be out the rest of, I'll be out, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then all of next week I'll be out. And Zach Gelb's doing the show every night except the Fridays, where JT the Brick will do the shows on both Fridays, this Friday and next Friday. So I'm back on the 25th on a couple of bright notes. One, I'm stoked because I finally get to go somewhere with my family instead of a sports trip where I'm off work and doing shows. So I'm going to the Caribbean with the familia. Very happy about that for them. Anyway, they deserve it. And then secondly, Dallas Mafia, there's severe rumblings that we're going to Dallas and we're going to be doing a show in Dallas on Friday, March 15th at some place. I don't know the details yet, but I know it's all brewing because they've approached me about it and asked me if it's a go. And I'm like, it's a go. We are go, Houston. A rudder, Romeo, Whiskey Velveeta. A rudder, Dallas. A rudder, no, Houston. A rudder, 80 Dallas. A rudder, Dallas, the ticket. A rudder, Romeo. A rudder, Lardass. We're going to go to Dallas Mafia for Spence and Garcia at Jerry's World on Fox pay-per-view and PBC on Saturday the 16th is the fight. So Friday night, we're going to be doing a show live in Dallas somewhere. It's going to be great. Come see us live in Dallas.
And just to get you revved up for that fight even more than you already are, I think we're going to be talking to those guys once you get back.
So talking to the fighters?
That's correct.
Oh, I love that. I'm very excited about that. Oh, and I know this, that it's going to be, it's already documented from my end that the PBC people will be there at that bash, and everything will be happening at that party. You'll be able to get, you know, into the fight if you're lucky. I mean, they're going to have a lot of that action going. They're going to be giving away tickets, things like this. It's all happening. So show up.
So plenty of reason to come down there, even if it's not just to see you.
Most of the people will come to see me and then hopefully get a ticket and then ditch their wife.
Hopefully. It's the dream, isn't it?
So we're having a little problem finding Sinqua. Is that what it boils down to at this point? So there you go. All right. So do you believe, Mafia, that Magic Johnson is tampering with the Simmons talk about him wanting to talk to him in the summer about his game?
I don't think he is, because the talk that I read, the stories that I saw before, was that, you know, Ben Simmons is the one who kind of started this whole thing, that he was talking about wanting to reach out to Hall of Famers in the offseason and pick their brains on how to get his game better and things to work on and things like that. So he kind of brought Magic's name into the fold to begin with. So then when it was brought to Magic, he said, well, you know, we have to talk to them about it. I'd be open to it, but it's up to the team. And, of course, the 76ers aren't going to want to do that. They're not going to want them to have some kind of relationship, because that just one step closer to possibly losing him when he becomes a free agent eventually. So, of course, they squashed that right away. And just because of the Lakers and how they've done dumb things before since LeBron got there, talking about players like AD, everyone's just jumping on the bandwagon saying, oh, they're tampering again. But, I mean, in reality, from what I read, it's like Simmons started this, not Magic.
So the Lakers issued a statement on Monday saying, to clarify, last November the Sixers sent an email to the Lakers asking if Ben Simmons could be able to speak with Magic about his Hall of Fame playing career. After receiving the email request from the Sixers, Lakers GM Rob Pelinka contacted Elton Brand and informed him and a Magic he could only do so if the Sixers gave him pre-written approval. How ridiculous is it that this kid can't talk to Magic Johnson about his career and about his game and how to become a better player? I think that's absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, we have Sinqua Walls, the great actor. He's on this new show on BET American Soul. It's badass. I grew up watching that show, believe it or not. That's how old I am. I'm a lot older than Sinqua, but I got more game than him, so it doesn't matter. I'll dunk in his face. Hey, dude. I remember watching you on a lot of shows, Friday Night Lights. I thought you were great on Power as you had a little side action going with Ghost's wife. I love that action. And then they killed you off. I was miserable when they killed 50 killed you.
Yeah, he did. He did. You know how it is. When you misstep, eventually time catches up to you. His time came.
What a great show that was, though. Did you have fun working on that one?
I had an amazing time, man. I learned so much, especially working with 50 from just, you know, in front of the camera, behind the camera. He's a businessman. He's savvy, so I learned so much from him.
That is one of my favorite shows. I thought you did a great job on that. That was a really cool – I don't even know how it can get better at this point after a few seasons, but I thought the first couple seasons were incredible, and you were great on it. So tell me how you – so you played ball at Cal Poly Pomona, and then you you transferred to the – Don's, is that about right?
Don's, that's correct, yes. Yes.
So tell me about your – so you played ball there, and then did you play ball at both and got to play for San Fran as well?
I did, yeah. I played ball at both. I actually mostly only played at University of San Francisco. I went to Cal Poly as I transitioned, and then transferred the next year straight to University of San Francisco. And I was able to play ball, and a couple of the guys that I played with play overseas. I played with a lot of guys in the pro-am who play in the NBA. It was the next level. I won some games and I lost some games.
Did you? How big are you? I don't remember like your size. Like on TV, all that's very, right. You don't know how people like when you watch the NBA, they all look the same size. Meanwhile, they're 7 foot tall. They're monsters. How big are you?
I'm only 6'2". I say only 6'2" because most people in the sports world, especially in basketball, are so much taller than that. So in my world, I'm probably one of the taller guys. But yeah, I'm 6'2".
Yeah, I'm 6'3", 215. What do you – do you still ball? Do you still play? I play every day.
I don't play every day, but I actually did play today as a cardio. I try to mix it up. So today I went into the gym and got up some shots and was giving some guys some buckets for a little while.
That's awesome, dude. So I'm glad you still play. That's fantastic. I know you're a Clippers fan.
That's right.
Do you still like going to their games?
You know what? Right now going to their games is tough. But I enjoy it all the time. I became a Clipper fan because at the time growing up, that was the only ticket that my family could afford. So we would go there and watch it. And then, you start to root for the other team. So whoever was coming in town, you'd watch them. And then naturally you start to root for the team because you want them to get a win sometimes. So my Clipper lineage runs deep and I still enjoy going to the games right now.
Yeah, I actually like because if you go back, I mean, when Blake got there, he was a freak of nature, and he was throwing down hammer dunks. That had to be a cool phase for you. They were pretty good, Lob City.
Oh, Lob City was the best. I really thought we had an opportunity to go all the way and go the distance. I was hoping we did, but I know, obviously I'm not in sports, so I don't know how that all works internally. But I was really hoping that we could. And I go all the way back to when we had Elton Brand, when we had Lamar Odom for the first time. Quentin Richardson, Darius Miles, Jeff McGinnis, Katino Mobley. Like, I watched all those guys.
So, Cinquan Walls is on this new great show, American Soul. I actually, like I said, grew up watching it, like, because I'm 53. Can you even believe, like, that they – how did it work out that they called you for this role? I mean, it's just badass to land that role as Don. Absolutely. I mean, are you kidding me?
I know. I always say this every time. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to play Don and to be a part of this show. And it's such a gift each and every time I got to walk on set and just be opposite my castmates as well and tell this story. It was one of those things that, happened very organically. I had the opportunity when I was finishing another project to read the script for American Soul. I was intrigued and interested, and I had a lot of questions. And they were kind enough to send me another script that I could read and then, talk to the creators that were creating the show and had created it. Come up with an idea and tell them how my take on the character was. And then I went in for a chemistry read opposite a lot of my other castmates who are on the show with me now. And the rest, as they say, is history.
You're a great actor, dude. You deserve it. It's got to be cool to, pimp out and wear his, the clothes and just to have that, the role of Don. Because I would think do you slip into it and, freak out a little bit and think, I mean, I'm pimping out as Don in the 70s. I mean, is rock star status.
It's rock star status, and the clothes are so vibrant. Don did not hesitate to take a risk in his wardrobe. He'd wear powder blue. He'd wear shorts. He'd wear open chest out with a choker. So it's fun because you can literally just go to the extremes with that.
What did you learn about him playing the role that you didn't know? Because this guy was larger than life.
Right. I think the biggest thing that I learned about Don was that he did not pull any punches. A lot of people that I was able to talk to who knew him obviously knew how passionate he was about Soul Train, but also that if you were not on his good side, he did not hesitate to let you know about it. And you see that in the show when people kind of cross him or make missteps against him, he does not play around.
So let me go back for a second to the other show because I always wondered about Joe Sikora. Where the hell did they find him? What a job that kid did in that role on Power with you.
Man, what a phenomenal actor, right? I mean, Joe's one of those guys that he's a chameleon. You've seen him in a lot of things. You don't even realize it because he has a really good ability to mold himself to his characters. But he had a lot of the background. He grew up with the guys like the guys he was playing against. He's from Chicago. He had he was a Golden Glove fighter. So Golden Glove fighter. So you know, that tenacity that he brings to Tommy is already naturally in there. But he's one of the most intelligent, articulate, and well-read people you'll ever meet.
So you're playing this great character on American Soul. I mean, this changed the world we live in, that show.
It really did.
You'd have to be from the 70s to understand it. But, I mean, I used to, like, you know, here I was, this, you know, white kid in Chicago. But I used to listen to, like, GCI. And, you know, I used to listen to all the, you know, the urban music when I was a kid. This is long before they called it, rap and hip hop. This was Soul Train was ahead of its time. It was like, it was just so unbelievable. And even I thought it crossed over. Would you agree with that? Because I think a lot of whites got into it, and I don't think they'd admit it.
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, you come from that era of being able to know who would admit and wouldn't admit if they watched Soul Train. But I think one of the most welcoming gifts that I've had from the show airing is that we've had a diverse audience already receive it. So I've had people from all backgrounds, walks of life, racial ethnicity, say that they were, number one, excited to watch it. And now that they've seen it, they're excited to keep watching it. So I agree with you. It definitely is. I think just like the show Soul Train crossed over in the 70s to the 80s and the 90s, I definitely think that we have an opportunity as well as American Soul to cross over into many households that people probably wouldn't expect.
I've been seeing you doing some a lot of interviews about it, and people have been talking about your fashion that you are that you are styling off the camera. Is that true that you're into like really cool clothes and having a kick-ass look? Because I've been hearing people talking about you.
Oh, man, I am very much so into fashion. I think the biggest thing for anybody is wear what makes you comfortable. And, you know, they always say, like, you know, wear the clothes and let the clothes wear you. And I'm a big believer in that. And I always like to wear things that I think people wouldn't expect me in, if it's even just like a color or the way something is cut. I'm focused on tailoring as well when it comes down to pants and shirts and things like that. But fashion is a passion. Not to rhyme, but that is the truth.
Yeah, you were great even in 15, 17 to Paris. I think your career's blowing up. I remember seeing you on Californication. You've done a lot of cool stuff, man. Keep rocking it. Congratulations on the Soul Train gig on BET and Don Cornelius, one of a kind. Great job you're doing in your career. I'm a fan. Keep rocking it. I'm glad you love the NBA and basketball. Keep filling it up, brother. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Thank you, Rod. Appreciate it.
Cinqua Walls, the great actor playing Don Cornelius in the Soul Train show on BET. It's badass. You got to check out this show. He's a great actor. I watched Power every episode. I thought he was great in that, too. But 50 had to, you know, rub him off. He killed him. Because that was his dad, too. Remember that, Mafia? Did you watch that show?
No, I haven't got to that yet. I got the first and second season on DVD. I just haven't caught up.
Well, I don't want to ruin it for you, even though I just did.
You know what? After a couple of years, if you're not caught up on something like that, you can't get ticked at people ruining
stuff. It's like me holding out, not telling Carver High the Bloodline story after he never watched the rest of it. He's too busy.
That's your limitations is over.
He's very
Twirl
busy.
All you want.
Carver High's very popular, very busy. He's having a lot of parties coming up. One on the 23rd at the Offside Tavern for the ILC podcast, and then on the 28th at the parking lot at the Coliseum, another outdoor keg party for Carver High.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.